You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 79.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help lay trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Welcome, it's the beginning of another edition of V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark, we'll do it live! Johnson, and this week's spoiler-filled review will cover Why the Last Man Cycles by Brian K. Vaughan and Peter Guerrera. Of course, I can't really do it live because this is a podcast and it's not live. See how that works? And hello, how is everybody doing on this Sunday evening, I guess? This episode probably won't be long because I kind of want to watch Sunday Night Football. Although, to be fair, Sunday Night Football, past few games, rather disappointing. Monday Night Football, rather close. It's great. But, I went to a tournament. Okay, what did I do? Oh, I don't know where to start. Okay, so I went to a tournament yesterday, right, to play L5R, and it was strange. Like, it's been held at the Veterans Hall place, but did you know, I didn't know this, that they opened the bar at like 10 a.m. and it's like, wow, and people were drinking. I'm not just L5R players, like old people were drinking, and it's like that is really a great place to where drunks go. And drinks were cheap; they were like $2-3. I'm just like, damn, man. I know the veteran is rough, right? You know, war, friends dying, maybe lost a limb, scars, killing people, whatever, all that stuff. This is kind of hard. But really? 10 a.m. You start drinking in the morning, huh? So, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't do well at the tournament. I went 4-3. If I had won my last game, I would have made top 16. Things would have been different, but, yeah. So, I played against a great, great player. They call him the Ornatov. Who coincidentally doesn't have much of a sense of humor. Or he's just like, who is this guy? Because, you know, I know who he is because he's a major player. And he didn't know who I was. I just messed around with him. And after 7 rounds, you get a little loopy and maybe a drink. No, I didn't have a drink. But after 7 rounds, and I woke up before seeing the sun rise. That's fucking unbelievable. Remember how... what was I going to say? Oh, I didn't do well, but I did accomplish my goal. Because this is a guy who created 3D strongholds, and it's the 3D foil strongholds. So I got second dragon, which is kind of pathetic for my clan. My friend got first, but it's like... So I placed, I don't know, 27th or so, 24th, something like that. And I was like, there are no other dragons between me and fucking Gen here. We got top 16, and I was like, no, so I got my foil 3D stronghold, which is awesome. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to put a monk deck together, which is rough. I've been playing the same deck for the last 2 weeks, and there's one more tournament next weekend. And like, the new set's out, but it's not legal, and it's been a while, so we're all rather like, can we play with new cards now? So... I build a monk deck after I clean today, although I gotta re-clean, and I might just use it. Like, no playtesting, I just play next week. That'll be fun, that'll be stupid. Probably won't win, because, yeah, I just, you know, threw together a deck. But, whatever. Another thing is that, what was I gonna say? Oh, I did win my first raffle. I've never won a raffle before, so I donated some cans to a friend of mine's charity thing she was doing, And then she entered my name in a raffle, and I won. I've never won. It was awesome. I got this kick-ass Drew Baker canvas print. I never heard that term before. Canvas print of Oushi. And it's better. It's better than, like, let's say there are prints, and while they're cool, there's still something that a printer just, you know, printed. A very good printer. Better than my printer. But a canvas print is, you know, there's a canvas, and it's, there's texture, and it looks cool. It looks like a dude seriously just painted it. And the ink kind of dried because it's all bumpy and shit. Yeah, there's some paintings like that at work. Although my boss, I guess he's my boss, the owner of the place, the partner, he's kind of, he has all these weird fruity rainbow ass paintings, and it's like, are you gay or something, dude? I don't get it. Not that there's anything wrong with rainbows, but seriously, there's like the hall, the upstairs hall has all these rainbow stuff, and it's like, what? And they're all pretty fucking ugly. Terrible taste in art. So yeah, that was cool yesterday. But enough of my scrubbiness. I'll play next week. What should I play? Should I play the deck? I'm going to ask you people that don't play CCGs and don't know what L5R is. Should I play the deck? I think I could do well. Because I played top 4 week 1 with it losing to Honor. So then I added a little slightly more Honor stuff. But then, of course, Spider Breeder was there in abundance from the people from like all Vancouver to Washington to Oregon. None of that makes any sense to you, but should I just play the deck I know inside and out, or should I play the fun deck with my 3D stronghold? And I like monks better, but then Kensai is better. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Whatever, that's besides the point. Okay, so let's talk about the news. I gotta watch the game.
Vertigo News.
So Darren Aronofsky, Renanowski, whatever, he's in talks to direct Superman. Yeah, who cares? But he's also targeted to direct Preacher, and that can be kind of cool, right? Now, I had to IMDb this guy, because I don't know who he is, much less how to pronounce his name. So, he's done 8 films. I've not seen of them. I'm going to ignore the shorts. Pi, Requiem for a Dream, The Fountain, The Wrestler, which I actually have in my piles of DVDs I'm going to get around to never watching, and then Black Swan, which comes out or already came out this year. So, I don't know if he's good. I don't know, he's from these titles, he's like an artsy-fartsy director, so indie-ish. Like, that's a good point. Would Preacher, well, Preacher is going to be a terrible movie if it's just one movie. It's going to be too compact. But would Preacher work as an artsy-fartsy director, indie director? I don't know. I hear The Wrestler's really good. I don't know. I hear Pi. Fuck if I know. And then they got some sad news this week. Heidi McDonald, or is it MacDonald? Mac? Forgive me. I've had a couple mudslides before recording. The Beat. She reports that. Let me see. Porn Shack. Oh man, Porn Shack. Porn Shack. Pinchot, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna make fun of your name, dude. So you just got laid off, along with Jonathan Vankin and Joan Hilty. They were editors of Vertigo. Now the great thing about these people, they were obviously good at their job. I can assume, because they were editors, and I never heard of them except for a Porn Shack, and I mentioned them in that one show. I forgot why. Sorry, dude. But editors, yeah, they really shouldn't get any credit. I mean, they should from the people that they edit, book or movie-wise, TV, whatever. But in the forefront, no. But because of DC's restructuring, they're getting laid off. I don't know if it has to do with hiring, you know, that big hire where they hired Jim Lee and everything, or if it has to do with the moving offices in LA. I don't know. To be honest, I really don't care about the whole restructuring thing because it makes no sense. Big business, the way they work, it always makes no sense. Like, you just wonder, how are you in business still? And then small business is like, okay, we got to be efficient and shit. But then they don't have enough money or backing or power to, you know, be widespread. But as soon as they do, if they grow, because even the big companies were once small, when they grow and they come up with all those problems, because you can't keep track of everything because you got to hire other people. Then you can't micromanage, but then you got to rely on other people to do the right job. And I'm totally going off a tangent. I don't know. Who cares? Alcohol. A little too much Kahlua. And I'm out of ice cream. I can't make anymore. And I'm almost out of Kahlua. In 2011, my new favorite series? I don't know. One of the Vertigo greats, as I like to call it, Trans Metropolitan, is returning in a hardcover. Now, Vertigo, if you're listening, can we have Lucifer in a hardcover? Better yet, they don't call them omnibuses. Omnibi. Having an absolute. Same for a preacher. I would double dip in those two. I don't get it. I see. This is what I don't get. It's a business. Is it a publicly owned business? WB owns it, right? I don't know. But how, like, do they make money off re-releasing stuff in hardcover? How should I put word this? Okay, obviously, there's evidence pointing to that fact that DC makes money off selling trades in hardcover first, and then 2 years later, releasing it in soft trade. I don't know if they make any money off those soft trades, because, you know, they're 2 years later and no one gives a shit. Non-Vertigo aside, mainstream DCU. So, the percentage of hardcovers, their profit percentage, is higher. But for a series like this or Preacher, I mean, they sell, Vertigo's greats, they sell well. But, if someone has a choice between hardcover and soft cover, like, what would you pick? Because there's a huge difference between, I could only get, I don't know, Blackest Night in hardcover right now, right? As opposed to, look, there's Transmet. I like Warren Ellis. But there's a soft cover right next to it, which is cheaper. Then there's a hard cover, which has, I don't know, an introduction by Warren Ellis. It's like, okay, who likes introductions? If you listen to this show, I don't. Especially when they're full of pompous asses. I'm not naming names. Sorry, Bill Willingham. So, that was weird that they chose Transmet, but then they are re-releasing. They were re-releasing them, right? Semi-new ordering. But then, they're also re-releasing the Sandman trades. Are they going to do hardcover for those too? I don't know. See what I mean about big business? Did anyone at the board meetings ask these questions? Anyone? No, of course not. You don't want to get fired or laid off like my man Pornshack. I'm sorry, dude. I will not make fun of your name anymore. It's really, really hard. Okay, so let's talk about why.
And now it's time for the rundown.
You know, I don't understand the Bears. The Bears. Why don't you have Devin Hester on every fucking punt or, you know, just have him get the ball. That's like a dangerous weapon. And there's nothing better than watching a punt returner. Probably not editing this part out, but that boy got skills. And then, let's make him a wide receiver. We're only blowing a few points a game or having the kicker have to kick away from him. Dumbasses. Okay, so let's talk about why The Last Man Cycles by Brian Kane Vaughn and Pia Guerrera. My Spanish sucks. Anyways, what was this book about? A lot has happened in the past week. Dr. Man, Yorick, and 355 go on a train. We'll talk about that later. We'll go on a train to Dr. Man's lab. And then some robbers try to take over. But then Yorick gets thrown off the train like yo mama. And Dr. Man stops 355 from putting the gat in those fools. And Yorick ends up in the middle of Podunk, Ohio? Indiana? Who cares? One of those Podunk towns. You know, well, unlike every other town, that town's rather nice. They got electricity. Easy? Is that a pretty good accent, you think? Well, they got electricity, and it's a nice town, but there's a secret. And the secret is they're all lesbians. Actually, a lot of women are lesbians in this. No, the secret is that they're all former inmates. And it's like, who cares? Because they don't seem really dangerous. And then there's this one chick that rescues Yorick, and then she tells everybody 355 is recuperating. Yorick kind of has a thing for the chick. And then following Yorick is his sister Hiro. No, that's Heroes. No. Hiro. No. Well, Hiro. And Veronica, the leader of the Amazons. Or as they're properly called. It's been a while. Talkatir? I'm probably butchering it, but Amazons didn't call themselves Amazons. Little side note. Called themselves something else. Something that sounded better. I'm not sure how it sounded. I don't even understand. Well, I do understand. No, that's stupid. Well, see? What we like to call Amazons now, at least they had a reason for cutting off their boob. Because it got in the way. But most of these people don't use a bow and arrow. Except Hiro, who sucks at it, but doesn't towards the end. Because when they all catch up, they want Yorick, and then they want to kill him. But the chick who was it, Sonya? Sonya? I just thought of the movie Red Sonja. So Sonja saves Yorick by throwing an axe, not a hatchet, an axe. She's not exactly one of the big, strong former jail people. She's one of those people, like, in jail for, I don't think they say why. Oh, yeah, drugs. I was going to say, she's probably in jail for, like, a white-collar crime. But then, obviously, they wouldn't be in jail, as evidenced by, Enron and all them. WorldCom, too. Okay. So, Sonya kills Veronica. And then Hiro, I'll get into that later. Hiro kills whatever her name is, Sonya. I kind of feel bad. And then they lock up all the Amazons in the jail. And they're going to stagger to release them. And Hiro escapes because her brother's an escape artist. Because she's Sean Connery. Oh, that was kind of terrible. That was from The Rock, Sean Connery. That's a good movie. I want to watch that. Michael Bay is good. Why do people hate on him? And then at the end of it, throughout this trade, you see some crazy Soviet chick saying she has to get to Kansas because I don't know the Russian word for men, but they're coming. So at the end of here, you see cosmonauts. And one's black. I'm going to flip to the last page, which seemed a bit weird. The one's his butt, yeah. Yeah, black cosmonaut. Obviously, there are black people in Russia, are colored people, but he look kind of dark. Anyways, so they're going to have to crash land, and the end. Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. What's the score? 0-0. Okay, yesterday at the tournament, I was having an argument with a couple of people. And one person in particular, who coincidentally only placed second, he lost to the guy who, if I had beaten, I would have gotten in. Damn the Ornatov. Actually, the funny thing is, the guy that won it, his deck didn't seem particularly as strong as some of the other breeders. But it was meta'd for the guy who got, my friend who got second. Like, his deck seemed slightly diluted because of the meta cards. And, hey, look, it won. So, we had a debate because he follows my tweets. And then we went on tangents. And we don't like anything that's the same. Except we're not really into mainstream comics. And one of the arguments we had is that we talked about why. And he was saying, yeah, it makes sense for why to travel alone with one person. I was like, no, it doesn't make sense. Especially if you know people are against him. So he should travel with a couple, at least a handful of people that are trained to use guns. So it's like, yeah, let's send the last man on Earth, quote unquote. Well, those cosmonauts are in space, so I guess that's true. Out into a dangerous world where all the women would want them, some would kill them, and they'd probably all use them. Let's not keep them safe and guarded. Let's not have them guarded. Because 355 was taken out rather easily in this issue, or trade. So I went to the Wild Wild West with only one bodyguard and one inept scientist. Sure. So speaking of that, annoying inept scientist, for some reason, I don't know if it's explained, maybe it is later, she doesn't like guns, alright, but she makes the point, just because she's Asian, coincidentally she's Chinese and Japanese, which is fucking weird, they hate each other, I don't blame them, well, Chinese hate the Japanese, you gotta feel bad for China. They get the ass kicked by like every small country. Japan, England, Mongolia, Russia, America? No, not really. I'm probably missing a few countries. But, okay, so she doesn't like guns and can't fight. And she's annoying. But, you know, the robbers are going to gank all their stuff from them. May or may not kill them. Probably beat them up at the very least. And then 355, Dr. Man's like, no, don't use guns. And just like, no, don't push my hand away again. Like, if I was 355, I'd be like, first of all, don't do that. Second of all, you do that again, I'm going to shoot you. I might shoot you now. But then you'd be limping and more annoying. It's like, oh, come on, man. Get it, man. Man, Dr. Man. It's not even a real name. I forgot, it's like the Man Chinese Theater, but who cares? I want her to die. She's so, I hate that one of those characters. Like, it'd be cool if she said she abhorred? Am I even pronouncing that right? She hated violence and didn't lift a finger to help or something. That'd be fine. But then she actively says, no, I hate guns. Like, where the fuck did that come from? And really? You hate guns now, huh? Like, I could understand her not using a gun. Like, because I hate guns. No, wait. If she said, I hate guns. I hate guns. Because they're loud and you need ammo, which is heavy. And they jam and you gotta clean them. And they're so impersonal when you kill somebody with them. But, you know, her, she's like, no, no! It sounded like, you know, one of those characters. No, don't do that. No, seriously, this is a life or death situation. What the fuck are you doing? Okay. It's kind of a... See, I wonder if 355 didn't get injured when she jumped out of a drain. Which seemed rather convenient. If what she would have done there, like, you stupid bitch! Don't touch my gun! Now, some more things that don't make sense. So Sonya can use an axe to cut wood. That's fine. She's like this thin, scrawny, thin thing. Right? Alright, you could cut an axe. Gotta live on your own for a few months. Maybe you worked out in the jail. Do things yourself now. Whatever. That's fine. I'm still, well, how did, I don't remember if it explained how she got Yorick from train to her house. Unless she created one of those things I'm blanking of, you know, oh, fuck, what's it called? It's like a blanket thing, a stretcher. Unless she made a stretcher and dragged him there. Did she carry him? I know he's lightweight, but they kind of got the same body type. Everyone kind of has the same body type. Actually, the art's better here. I'll get to that in a second. Okay, but it's like, okay, throwing an axe and using it is two things, especially when you have no muscles. So she's not one of those big burly. She's not like the big burly black or Hispanic or even the old woman. So it's like, oh, she hits her and kills her in a shot. It's like, really? It's like, oh. And then, one second later, Hero, like, fucking loosed an arrow at her. And then, amazingly, I guess, pierced her heart or thereabouts, it looked like. And it's been shown that she can't hit shit with a bow. So it's like, my God. My God. I don't believe it. So, I mean, it's the same shame Sonya died. I think if she had been around, it'd be interesting what Yorick would have done or had his thoughts on. Because unlike Beth, who, you know, hasn't really been in the story for two trades, except for a page or two, there's a character you kind of like. You're kind of sad to see her die. Beth could die right now and you'd be like, oh, who cares? Another thing I thought felt a bit too soon is that Hero catch up with Yorick. I think it would have been better had it played out more. And it was like, if Hero had explored America from a different point of view of Yorick's, that would have been cool. Hey, you know, I just thought of something. Yeah, maybe when I'm done, I'll have my friend on. And then we could debate this shit. We could debate why in general. And then I can email Brian K. Vaughn and he can tell me to piss off. Oh, what was that? Okay, so another thing that seemed out of place, besides the axe throwing and bow shooting, is that 355 is like not in a coma. Maybe, I don't know if she's been drugged, if they have drugs. But she's like, we'll just say she's like in a drug-induced, she banged her head, how did she not tuck and roll? She's a fucking trained agent. But Dr. Man walks away from that train like nothing's happened. So, fuck. So it's why she's, like, asleep. She's like, oh, Yorick, I don't know, understand it, I love you. And it's like, what? It feels forced and dumb. Because why would she like Yorick? Someone, tell me. Tell me why ain't nothing but a party. Probably shouldn't be drinking while I'm recording this. Was that Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? I don't even remember. So, 355 professes her love. You're like, eyes roll and groan. And, another thing that I didn't like about Cycles, that I don't know if it's like this to all of Y. I never really paid attention to it. And this is another point me and my friend were arguing about. Me and my friend and friends, I like to argue everything. But Cycles, if you're listening to this dude, you're fucking wrong, alright? Cycles seems to be full of long-winded dialogue. It's like, it's info dump. Here's my friend's argument. Everything has info dump. Yeah, if it's bad, or if what does he use? Alexander Dumas. So he named some work, and I was like, okay, or if it's old. You got Dr. Man. Well, they were on the train. It was like in the second or third page or whatever. And then she was explaining her past. Like, oh. It's like, really? This seems really out of fucking place here. I could understand you wanting to explain it when it's important. Not like, oh yes, I am half Japanese, half Chinese. My name is Man because of this. I hated my father. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, lady. If you got some issues, yeah, who cares? I don't I don't know you enough to care. Or to hear it at all. And then you got Victoria, who's giving, which this one actually makes a little bit more sense. Because Victoria's, I see the leader, or like one of the leaders, I don't know. But she gives all these speeches to women about the evils of men, the rapists, the men, and all that shit. So you figured she would like and be good at giving speeches. So that actually kind of makes sense. Even though, but then it's like combined with all these, it sucks. And even the old woman who's in charge of Podunk, Ohio, Ohio, I don't know. She talks about, well, back in my day, and you're like, oh, really? World War II? We had to do this, this, and this, and I was in the factories, and I didn't mind killing, I think she said, her husband. And you're like, oh, yeah, more dialogue. Who else? Everyone here. I'm glad the Russian chick can't speak English, because she would be like, hey, do svidaniya, comrade, back in my day. Oh, you're like, oh my god. Well, there are some cosmonauts in space, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, Jesus, it's really terrible. It's really terrible. And the last thing is, I don't know what cycles means. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know what it means here. What went in a cycle? Besides the motorcycle. Someone tell me. I don't know. I didn't see any cycle. Cycles would probably be a good name for the last trade, maybe. Because you figure by then, whatever your the theme or the story would go in a cycle. On the second trade, what is the cycle? I don't know. People are still, even without the men, women are acting violent. Is that the cycle? I don't know. Now, like I said, the art kind of struck out at me, but not in a bad way for once. It looked good with more detail. There weren't all just tall, thin, white-looking women. You know, there were colored people. The old lady, she was short. Some people were overweight. There's just a lot more detail here. So, I mean, I don't want to badmouth the art every time I see why, because that gets boring. But I might. Because I'm pretty sure it gets worse. Or it just goes back to one. Like, maybe it's like, oh my god, she might be under a deadline. And then has to rush it and stuff. Or it's always tricky. Do we want Ethan Van Sciver, who is good but takes forever? Or do we want someone who pump out shit and it's rather bleh, but who can do good stuff? I don't know. I'll just try to bring up the differences every once in a while. So, I'm giving cycles, or what should be. Let's cram all sorts of side plots and monologues and diatribes and info dumps into this trade. A 2 out of 5. Secrets. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Leave me some feedback on iTunes. Come on. You could do the star thing. Give me a 5 or 4, whatever. No, there might not be an episode next week because there's another tournament and I'm tired. I need a day off and I got something to do. Yeah, I got something else I'm working on right now. But the week after that, so we'll be fogged down, which I actually can't wait to read. So as always, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email me at vertigocast@gmail.com. Go to the comics forum and buy my comics. And I say this every week. I should really update my list. See what's coming up. Visit the website at vfortigo.blogspot.com. I'm also part of the Comics Podcast Network. You can check that out at comicspodcast.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/hellsfire. And remember, the Niners can't go 0-16 this season, right? Right?